Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Teich Ten for Talmud. Psachim Pei Aleph, Psachim 81b, pagination page 162 towards the bottom, a new Mishnah about 12 lines from the bottom. Nitma Shalim O Rubo. If the Karban Pesach became Tamei, totally, or most of it, which is a pretty significant mishap. Sorfin oso lefnei habira me'atzei hama'aracha. They would burn it by the Beis HaMikdash from wood of the Beis HaMikdash. Nitma mi'uto, however, if minority of the Karban Pesach became Tamei, Vahanosar, and the same rule applies to whatever's left over, legitimate leftovers. Sorfin oso bachatzero sehen, o al gago sehen, me'atze atzman. That would be burned in their own private courtyard, outside of the Beis HaMikdash complex. They would burn it in their own courtyard or on their roof from their own wood. So we have a significant contrast here in the Mishnah between a case where it was mostly Tamei or entirely Tamei, which, as we mentioned, is a significant mishap, pretty bad to mess up like that, versus a case where minority became Tamei or leftovers, which is a more legitimate. Things happen. There's a mistake. It's regular leftovers. They thought more people would come. They thought people would eat more. There's certain parts of the carbon that are difficult to eat. There's leftovers. That's all fine. And the contrast, the way the line is drawn, is that what's tamei in a bad way is burned in the Beis HaMikdash, and from the Beis HaMikdash wood, what is more legitimate, they do on their own, from their own wood. Let's skip down a line to the Gemara, Maitaima Am Rab Yesi B'Rab Chanina. Why did they make them burn it by the Beis HaMikdash if it was mostly or totally Tamei? Kidei Levaishon, in order to embarrass the people in charge of the Karban, so that it shouldn't happen again. They should understand that what happened is pretty serious. And how do you get the entire Karban Pesach to become Tamei unless you were careless? And therefore it's burnt publicly. They should feel accountable. It shouldn't happen again. Let's skip to the next daf and get an insight into how makpid the Gemara here is in this Mishnah's presentation to divide whether it should be burnt by the Beis HaMikdash or be burnt privately. So we're on Pei Beis 82a, pagination 163, about 13 lines from the top, the beginning of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. If they're coming to burn it in their own courtyard, using the wood from the Beis HaMikdash, that they're not allowed to do. Case specific. If it's by the Beis HaMikdash, you use the Beis HaMikdash wood. Otherwise, you're not allowed to use Beis HaMikdash wood. Lefnei habiro me'atzei atzman, in the Beis HaMikdash, from their own wood, ain't shomim lahem. Again, we don't listen to them. It's case specific. If it's going to be by the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be from the Beis HaMikdash wood. Bishlama me'atzei ma'aracha b'chatzroseim ain't shomim lahem. I understand that you're not allowed to take Beis HaMikdash wood to your own courtyard to burn. Dilma paishan, maybe they'll be left over. V'asubu lidei takala, and something bad will happen, meaning you'll end up using some of that firewood to feed your own home, personally. and that you're not allowed to do. So they were makbid that you can't take Beis HaMikdash wood from the Beis HaMikdash to the private sector. But why were we prohibiting you from bringing your own wood to the Beis HaMikdash to burn the leftovers? Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said one reason, not to be mevayish, to embarrass a person who doesn't have wood with which to burn the carbon. Rava Omar mepnei chshad. Rava said, we're worried about chshad of people accusing the people in charge of, when they take the leftover wood back to the private sector, because it came from the private sector, people will think, hey, they're taking wood from the Beis HaMikdash, because not everybody who's watching can trace and keep track where the wood came from. So it looks to them like all the things that are happening here are under the Beis HaMikdash auspices. And if a person walks out with wood, it looks like he's walking out with Beis HaMikdash wood. They don't realize that that wood was originally brought in by the people. And therefore, if it's being burnt in the Beis HaMikdash complex, we want it burned with Beis HaMikdash wood. And the leftovers remain in the Beis HaMikdash area. My Beinayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether we're using Beis HaMikdash wood so as not to embarrass a person who doesn't have, or we're using Beis HaMikdash wood because we're worried that people will accuse them when they take the leftovers back to themselves. Ike Beinayu, the difference is, the Aisikani V'chir Yusa Delochazi L'Ma'aracha, if they bring the type of wood that's very light, that's not used for the Beis HaMikdash, because they wanted to use heavier wood, wood that burnt well. So if you would bring light wood, so then no one would doubt as you're walking out with it that it's Beis HaMikdash wood, because the Beis HaMikdash doesn't do business with that type of wood. It's not well burning, and therefore no one will doubt you. There still would be room for the other reason of shelo levayish es mi she'ein lo, not to embarrass someone who doesn't have wood. And therefore we use the Beis HaMikdash wood. Now, the Rav, which is the famous commentary on Mishnayos, when he culls from this Gemara the explanation of why we're using Beis HaMikdash wood, he chooses the reason of Rav Yosef, shelo levayish es mi she'ein lo, not to embarrass a person who doesn't have. And the result here is a fascinating, at first contradictory approach to these people who have to burn their Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash complex. Going back to the Mishnah says that if most or all of the Korban became Tameh, then we want them burning it in the Beis HaMikdash complex so that people should see them, not in the anonymity of their own home, their own courtyard. We want them to do it in the Beis HaMikdash complex so that people should see them and they should be embarrassed, so that in the future they should be more careful with their Korban Pesach. We want to hold them to task. It's like a self-fulfilling type of punishment. Burn it here, and you'll feel next time you're going to be more careful. We're embarrassing them. On the other hand, we're very careful not to embarrass a person who doesn't have his own wood, so that while he's burning it by the Beis HaMikdash, we insist that he use Beis HaMikdash wood, because some such people might not have their own wood, so we mandate that everyone who's burning in the Beis HaMikdash complex use Beis HaMikdash wood, shelo levayish es mi she'ein lo, not to embarrass one who doesn't have. At first glance, this is contradictory. Are we looking to embarrass them? Are we not looking to embarrass them? On the one hand, embarrass them. It must be burnt Beis HaMikdash complex. On the other hand, don't embarrass them and make sure that they use Beis HaMikdash wood so as not to embarrass the poor person. When you look at it, though, it's quite obvious what we're doing. Anything that's correctable, we're ready to embarrass them for a constructive purpose. They were careless, we assume, in keeping it pure. It became tamei in its majority or totally, so then we're ready to embarrass them for a constructive purpose for the future. However, a person who's poor, we're going to go out of our way not to embarrass him. Poverty is not his fault. Embarrassing the poor person is not going to bring any constructive use in the future. And therefore, we're going out of our way not to embarrass the poor person. Rabbi Reisman, on one of his Shalom Bayis recordings, has a fascinating analogy. He says, a person is walking out of the house on an interview. A man is walking out of his house on an interview. So if the wife says, your tie is askew, and she tells him how to fix it, so he thanks her. Thank you very much. Now my tie is fixed. But if the wife would say, your nose is askew, so gee, thanks. What am I supposed to do about that? Something that's fixable. So the Beis HaMikdash had standards. And a person whose karban became tamei in its entirety was being called to task. But if a person was poor, that's not something we're going to embarrass him about, and we go out of our way to protect the dignity of somebody, any person, who might be in that predicament that he can't afford the wood to burn the karban that went bad. And therefore, everybody in the Beis HaMikdash complex was using Atzei HaMa'arocha, wood from the Beis HaMikdash. Yashikoach, have a great day.